and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, the news is that the vast majority of shoppers think that buying seasonal British food is very important to them. And the figures to back that up are impressive, with over 75% actively looking for British-produced fruit and vegetables when out shopping. The ultimate choice in what to buy food-wise usually comes down to price, but 30% said that supporting British farming came high up on their list when making food buying decisions, closely followed by the superior taste of seasonal fresh fruit and vegetables. Welfare is also high up on the agenda, and nearly 70% choose free-range eggs, and 50% buy a free-range chicken whenever possible. Now, the trick for Scottish farmers over the coming 12 months will be to produce what the customer wants at a price to suit them, particularly as purse strings tighten even more tightly than last year. Now, if you're at all interested in the countryside and how important the work of bees is to agriculture, then you may well want to get along tonight to a film being shown in the Findon Hall at Kolboki on the Black Isle. It looks at how and why around a fifth of honeybee hives were lost in the winter of 2008 and 2009, and what causes colony collapse disorder when the bees just desert their hives. Here's Wendy Price from Transition Black Isle, who are organising the event.
Yeah, this is a very interesting film called The Vanishing of the Bees. It's looking at the problem of colony collapse disorder, and I think very many of us just don't realise how vital a bee is to our society. You know, bees are responsible for pollinating about a third of the crop species in the USA. Heaven knows what it is here, probably just as high. And this colony collapse disorder has been a major, major problem. Strange thing is that suddenly the whole hive abandons a perfectly sustainable hive, where despite the fact that they've got a capped brood, a queen, and honey and pollen stores and everything, the whole lot just desert the hive. And there really is very little understanding as to what's causing this. We're actually going to be getting a couple of speakers, one from the local beekeepers association coming along, and we'll talk a little bit about the problem up here. In 2009, one Perthshire breeder lost 80% of his 1,200 hives, so it obviously is a Scottish problem.
And that film is at Findon Hall, Kolboki on the Black Isle tonight, 7:15 start. But that's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.